Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we are off to a new week. And that always holds great potential. Every day that God gives us on the face of this earth is a day of potential, a day of harvest, a day of laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. And we can squander the time and kiss it away, or we can get up and say, Jesus, this is the day that you have given to me, and I want to excel in your kingdom this day. Bring people across my path. Give me an opportunity to speak the truth in love to the people who are lost and have not a clue as to what is coming down in this earth. Use me, Lord, this day for your glory, for your honor. Well, you know, we're coming up on Veterans Day, where we honor those who have served this nation, many of which gave the supreme dedication by giving their life for freedom, for justice, for what this nation represented. Many others have been wounded severely, paid terrible prices. Families have been crushed by their losses. For what? You know, I went to Vietnam. I served in Vietnam for a year. Saw people there that I loved and cared for die. And why? Why do that? Why are these young men, young women, going to Iraq, Iran, well, they haven't gotten into Iran yet, Iraq, Afghanistan? Why? Why do they do this? Just because there's a job, a place where they can get 3 square meals a day? I don't think that's it. I think there's something deeper, something in the heart of our countrymen that says America is the greatest nation on earth. It's worth fighting for, and if necessary, I'll die so that my family can have a strong America. I thank God for President Trump. He says things sometimes and does things that I think, man, maybe he should have just kept his mouth closed on that one. But I love his heart. I love what he is doing for this nation. He wants to make America great again. He wants to make America safe again. And you have to ask yourself the question, why would people in this land not want that? And I think it goes back to the origins of this nation. This nation was founded on biblical principles. Principles that says some things are right, some things are wrong. If we do things God's way, we can have an orderly society. We can have a culture based on love. Jesus said, if you want to be great in my kingdom, you must become the servant of all. And so that was just kind of built into the nature, the DNA of the United States of America. Plus, it was a nation of frontiers where people first went to the frontier edges of Pennsylvania and Kentucky, Tennessee, into the mountains. And there they were opposed by the force of the Native Indians. They had to fight for their lives. And they had to band together as individuals, coming together collectively in order to help one another. And they created things like house warmings, house buildings. They had corn huskings and just different things that brought people together, and they became dependent on one another. And they banded together. And this was the culture of these United States of America. You know, the cry goes up today for diversity. We want to be diverse. Well, what do you mean by diverse? Do you mean you like the idea that people cook rice according to different recipes depending on where they come from in different parts of the world? You like the different styles of dress? You like the different styles of music? What is it that you mean by diverse? Because you don't want to be diverse from the principles that became known as Americanism. And Americanism was built around a creed which found its foundations on the primary teachings of the Bible. Do good to others. Do as unto others as you would have them do unto you. We are Americans. We will defend one another. We will help one another. And when people come from different parts of the world, that's fine. But when they do come, they need to become Americans. They need to adopt the American creed. Now, I know we have freedom of religion. But when you have religions that have to be honored, such as Satanism, which the Bible absolutely tells us to resist, and yet it is allowed to be practiced in the prisons of the United States, it's allowed to go on, and part of Satanism is human sacrifice. No, that's not what is meant by diversity. That's not what is meant by religious freedom. You see, look, Calvin Coolidge, who was president of the United States, said this. He said, the foundations of our society and our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country. That's what I'm trying to say, is that we can be diverse, but we can't be diverse from the very principles upon which the foundation of our society and government rests. Well, what created those principles? Ten Commandments. Can't steal, can't lie, can't cheat. It's why you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. All these things are principles that we have to agree to as Americans in order to maintain the foundation of our society and our government. In America, we did trust in God. We trust in God enough to obey the principles that was laid down in His Word. I personally believe that there is coming a revival to this nation. I believe people are waking up and they're seeing that lawlessness finds its origins in disobedience to God's truth. And when you have a righteous people who obey God's truths, there's blessings, there's prosperity. Do you realize if people would just obey God's word, there would literally be no sexually transmitted diseases? None, if they just obeyed God's word. In fact, He says, do what I'm telling you to do, and I will take sickness and diseases out of your midst. But yet, people won't do it. They want to go ahead and sin. They want to violate God's truth. And then they want somebody to find some kind of a cure for the problems that they have because they've disobeyed God's word. And the answer is, let's have revival. Let's have people that are born again, and they automatically are led by the Holy Spirit back into God's word, back into His truth, and they begin to become obedient and compliant, and then God's blessings come back on the nation, because the nation is nothing more than a composite of individuals. That's why, you know, you want to be diverse? I don't care. God created diversity. He didn't just create one kind of flower or just create one kind of bird. God loves diversity, but that diversity has to flow in the unity of truth. You know, James Otis, who was a lawyer at the time of the American Revolution in Boston, said this, has government any solid foundation that does not change? I think it has an everlasting foundation in the will of God, the creator of nature, whose laws never vary. Government exists to provide for the good of the whole. Let the good of the people be the supreme law, is the law of nature, and part of the grand charter given the human race by God, the only monarch who has a right to absolute power. See, we have to come back to this thinking, to this philosophy that created the government. Where do our rights come from? They come from God. You know, Obama, when he was president, he wouldn't say that. He actually left certain parts of the Declaration of Independence out when he quoted it. He wasn't going to say creator. He wasn't going to say that our rights came from a creator who gave us unalienable rights. No, because the people on the left believe no God. Therefore, what government, what rights we have come from government. Couldn't be more wrong. Now, you have to remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there is no Jesus, be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Ferreton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.